This is Artist on Record, your ultimate intimate conversation with your favorite artist. If it's your first time here, buy a cup. Oh, there comes Mr. Werman right now.
Here. Here we go.
There he is.
There he is, in the flesh.
Man, Tom, I got to ask you, a career, a legendary career. Finally, you're putting a book out, which will be out in November, I believe, correct?
21st.
The 21st, November 21st. Yeah. Right now, you could pre-order on Amazon, right?
Yeah. You could order like 100.
I'm going to order. I'll order one. Turn It Up, everybody. If you're looking, I'll put the links down below. It's Turn It Up, Tom Werman. My time making hit records in the glory days of rock music. It was the glory days, wasn't it, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Different time. And then you walked away. You went and you went away. You walked away from the business.
Actually, I was gently pushed.
Really? You know?
Well, sure. After 1990, after Nevermind. Things were different. You know, that any Seattle band who wanted to preserve their street credibility probably didn't want to work with a producer of Motley Crue. You know, it was just too glam, too corporate, too whatever, you know, too perfect, actually. It was in tune and in time and very few audible errors. And, you know, in the 90s, music came, the grunge, you know, tidal wave enjoyed being out of tune. And, you know, they said, I can believe that they said, this sounds too good. You know, let's put something wrong in it. So that was the deal. I was not cutting edge. I was not that in demand. So the deal was, I saw the writing on the wall and excused myself.
Just go, it's time to bow down gracefully, basically, right? Would you say?
The last thing I did was a movie, and the movie was about rock and roll in the 80s, so that was appropriate.
When you were working with Motley and all these cats, you brought a certain element of sound to that generation, which your production was, it was the stamp of that time. That time, you know, like everybody wants to sound like a Tom Werman. Give me Tom Werman. I want to sound like the Tom, you know, that production. That's true. It's like you, back then, you didn't know who a Tom Werman, what you look like, nothing about you. You see your name in the albums. Girls, you know, Shout the Devil, Girls, 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 Theater of Pain. You'd be all of it. Ted Nugent, you did, you know, all this crazy, amazing, legendary stuff. So when you were working with the crew at Shout the Devil, that album, that time,
yeah,
I have to ask you a question, and not that I'm a drama guy, but I got to know, because rumors was Nicky. We know Nicky, his band, his songs, his thing.
He played every note.
I have to know
that because Bob Rock, I think, was credited as repeating what Nicky said to him, which was, I don't remember playing bass on that album, you know. And I can understand that. He said, I don't know, maybe somebody came in at night and replaced all my bass parts. I saw him play every note. I was sitting right in front of him. Yeah. You know, he was playing with his arm in a sling because he had rammed his car into a telephone pole.
Well, oh, my God. How do you play with your arm in a sling?
Slowly.
He did it.
Slowly, yeah.
So was working with the crew that time, just like we see in the movie The Dirt, for the new kids out there watching the movie The Dirt, was it like that?
Managed the Scorpions, Bon Jovi, Skid Row, Kiss, but I have never been through what Motley Crue put me through.
Pretty fictitious.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's facts, but it's always stretched. And I was relieved not to be in that book and that movie. I was Nicky slagged me in the Heroin Diaries. Nothing he said I agreed with. We both recalled things differently. He said he wound up producing most of Vince's vocals. Not true. Other things like that. I was on the phone all the time. I had a notebook that I was, you know, if I was that bad, how did I get 23 gold and platinum records?
Yeah.
Or why didn't they fire me, you know, instead of having me do a second and a third album? You know, it was just, it isn't easy having done stuff. They take shots, you know, they take shots at you. I'm not saying it was perfect. I'm not saying it was perfect. You know, I partied with the boys, but the Heroin Diaries specifically was probably subject to inaccuracy because it was written by a guy who was on heroin. You know, figures.
That's all we have time for today, kids, but make sure you check out Turn It Up, My Time Making Hit Records in the Glory Days of Rock Music by Tom Werman. We'll be releasing more clips of my conversation, but if you want to catch this episode now, unedited, join us in our members-only club right here on YouTube. In the meantime, click on the box you see that pops up on your screen here, and remember, who loves you, baby? We do. Thanks for watching.